Left on the doorstep, a rabbit one day. Dumped in a box with no water or hay. He'd been through the wars, this brave little fellow. His ears were all stained and his fur turned yellow. He needed an op to fix his sore willy. And so he was named. I know it sounds silly. But this little bunny was ready to find a home and a family. He hoped he'd be kind. That's when we found him, and we took him in. He made our home his with a rub of his chin. A hutch in the garden, politely declined. He'd live in the house if we didn't mind. His yellow fur made him a sad, sorry sight. But it soon grew out to a pristine snow white. Climbing, exploring, and eating all day, and growling at us when not getting his way. Then suddenly there was a lump on his back. It was removed, but his leg turned black. So it came off too, for another vet's fee. He pulled through once more, and four legs became three. As Willie prepared for a long happy life, just one thing was missing. He needed a wife. And so he found Lucy, and she did find him. He wooed her with tales of losing a limb. Sunny days spent on the grass out the back, and upstairs at night on her bed for a snack. Running around and climbing the stairs, covering all of her clothes with his hairs. Mischief and chaos, chewing the wall, then under the bed in a leisurely sprawl. Christmases, New Year's, birthdays too, licking his bits and eating his poo. The 8 years we had with this special wee bun, they brought us such joy, and they brought us such fun. Then one day, deciding his life had been good, he'd stay here forever, if only he could. But life is a gift that always must end, and we cried as we said goodbye to our friend. Said Willie to Lucy, as she shed a tear, "I've left you a chum, and she'll take it from here. A wee girl called Brooke, who'll give you a hug. She'll pet you and play with you there on the rug. I know you're upset, and it's normal to grieve. But I live in your heart now, and I'll never leave. This tale is a happy one. Don't let it upset you. Rest well, little Willie. We'll never forget you."